local toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. Here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
Just like usual, every Sunday, live as we could be. I mean, you know, like maybe not as live as other people, but darn live, I've got to say.
Being live is kind of like being pregnant. It's like you're either live or you're not live, right?
But not quantifiable by science. Right?
That's true.
And you just can't say what live is.
I guess.
Well, we're whatever you want to quantify us at here at 855-450-3733. Check out freetalklive.com. We have a, not only is it a completely interactive program where you can call in, talk about whatever you want, it is a interactive website where you can post whatever you want, whether it's a blog post or a news story or a video. You can link to it there and people will vote up and vote down your link. You can do the same with others. It's very interactive, and go take a look at freetalklive.com. So the biggest news of the week that, you know, I guess I want to talk about here is, you know, it was, I guess, you know, Ron Paul has been in the news, and I'm very interested in what's going on with him. And apparently he did quite well in Maine, but just got edged out by the votes that were turned in because it wasn't, the whole state didn't vote in Maine.
Okay, I don't understand how this works, nor do I really...
Nobody does!
I think you would have to probably spend a lot of time and energy if you really wanted to get in there and understand it.
But suffice to say that things are going just fine for the Ron Paul campaign, I guess. But this article here really caught my attention. It's from the Washington Post, and it's entitled, Latin American Leaders Assail U.S. Drug Market. And in it, you know, the first part of the story, they talk about drugs coming through Latin America and how it has destroyed, you know, countries and metropolitan areas there, and that violence is incredible. And
yeah.
I don't think anybody's going to argue that Mexico, Honduras, Guatemala, these are very, very dangerous places. And
it's probably largely because of the drug war, which is really coming from the U.S. And, you know, these countries pick it up because they're scared of the U.S. It's like a huge power. And so that's what ends up happening. But it really just creates so much more violence and corruption. And I think there have been some instances in the past where, you know, Mexico decriminalized some small amounts of drugs, but then they reversed it, or a couple of other countries have tried to do the same thing, but just pressure from the U.S. has kind of prevented them from doing it.
Sure. Essentially, their policy on drugs and policies, frankly, on in every country in the world on drugs are dictated by the United States.
Yeah.
Because the United States is such a power, a hegemonic power in the world that...
And with money, too, with foreign aid and...
Sure, I mean, you know, and they can buy the politicians for a little bit of money.
Yeah.
I mean, the foreign aid the United States spends is really just a small amount of its budget, but it's able to get a lot of results for that little bit of money because those, you know, the politicians in whatever country, they're like, what do I care? If I want drugs, I'll get them. It won't be a problem, but we can get this free funding from the United States, and we'll take it. So it's, you know, it's the fact that these drugs are just so incredibly profitable. There are lots of drugs that are legal in the United States, and they're not particularly profitable.
I'm consuming one right now.
What's that?
Called caffeine.
Caffeine? You know, when I think of aspirin, I mean, this is...
Yeah.
You know,
a drug is anything that alters your body in some way, right?
Sure, and you know these—it's not that difficult to make aspirin. You give me the you know, laboratory.
But
process
you're talking about drugs that are fun, right? Drugs
right,
that get people
drugs.
That alter people's consciousness, right? That make them feel good or different. I don't know.
When I was a kid, a quarter bag of weed was $25. Now I don't know what a quarter bag of weed is now, but I think it's probably like $75. And
I don't know.
It just—they just keep going up and keep going. Going up, and it doesn't need to be anything like that. When you're talking about
inflation
a weed,
has been going on too,
sure.
And that I'm sure that affects the price. But
if you were to take this bag of weed that I got when I was, you know, that I would buy when I was in high school, and you would take the seeds out of it and toss them onto the ground, you would have so much marijuana in, you know, a few months' time,
sure.
That you could clip and hang and dry. I mean, this stuff is really free. It's not like tobacco. Tobacco
it's
needs
a weed.
To be cured
yeah, it's
properly.
Called a weed for a reason.
Indeed.
Yeah. Exactly.
So. You know, people are dying over these drugs. And it's not just marijuana. It's cocaine and heroin and all these other things. And
so you're making the point that the profit margins are so high and the prices of drugs are so high because they are prohibited, which it's easy to see if you look back in history at alcohol prohibition, right, with all the violence that was associated with that and the profit, you know, the huge profits and the fact that beer and wine essentially faded out in favor of liquor, hard liquor. And so when drugs are prohibited, they become more concentrated, more powerful. Different forms emerge, like, you know, crack and meth is arguably a result of the drug war because they're easier to produce and to transport, right?
It could be. I mean, yeah. It's hard to say whether, you know, certainly crack and meth would be different forms of distilled, you know, hard drugs like methamphetamines or a cocaine, whatever it might be, if people wanted them, in the same way that some people want. A very small percentage of the people out there want things like Everclear, you know, vodka that is 170 proof or something like that. So that sells. It sells just a tiny bit because most people would prefer to consume their alcohol in the form of beer and wine, and they want it in, you know, a 3 to 6% you know, alcoholic form because that's the most.
Yeah, well, there's a reason that they're drinking other than just straight to get drunk.
Right.
They're drinking it to enjoy the flavor or whatever.
And hang out with friends and do all these other things.
Yeah.
But interestingly, after this article assails the United States market, meaning, you know, all you bad people up there that are doing drugs, you're making our country bad because it's your demand for it, which, you know, what do I care? You know, I mean, as an individual, I don't consume illegal drugs that come across borders or anything like that. But, you know, I mean, why?
But someday, Mark, e-cigarettes might be illegal.
They might.
Right? You might be getting them on the black market.
Well, it could, and I understand how the black market is affecting those folks. But then they come to they actually make a point here. And I think it's interesting the Washington Post first puts the scolding up for the American drug user and then puts up the point that the criticism has bolstered by opinion leaders in the region, including the former presidents of Brazil, Colombia, and Mexico, who called for the legalization of marijuana and an overhaul of U.S. thinking on the 40-year drug war, which has cost $1 trillion by some estimates and has done little to reduce supply and demand. Senior Obama administration officials say the resentment is understandable given that the production and transit countries are shouldering more of the violence, but they say that the rhetorical attacks against the U.S. are misdirected. Get this. I refuse to accept that there has not been progress in the fight against drug trafficking and consumption, says William R. Brownfield.
Oh, well, if he refuses to accept it, then it must be true. It's the argument for personal incredulity.
He says, and he gives us as his example, is that fewer people are consuming cocaine now. It's dropped by 21% since 2000.
I bet more people are consuming meth and crack and other things.
This is the stupidest thing in the world. It's like in the war against alcohol. Well, people are drinking fewer mint juleps now.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
You know, just because a drink or
so
a drug goes out of popularity doesn't mean that you've won anything.
Right.
How many people are doing methamphetamines and cocaine and heroin now just because people aren't doing cocaine?
Yeah.
This makes no sense. This claim is specious as it could possibly be.
Yeah, they're really reaching on that one. And it really brings to mind the phrase, the closest thing to eternity is a government program. It's like they just refuse to reconsider in the face of overwhelming evidence that the drug war is not helping people. It's increasing the incarceration rate. It's costing a ton of money. It's militarizing the police. It's stomping all over people's civil liberties. And people aren't doing fewer drugs.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be stopping it. Maybe James in North Dakota has an opinion on this. James, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I was listening to your comments about the war on drugs, and it seems to me that the legalization would be beneficial because, you know, I've heard of countries that have done it, and it's been very beneficial. I mean,
Portugal, for instance.
If they have a choice of whether to consume it or not, then given a choice, they make up their own mind not to use it, you know.
James is absolutely right on this one. James, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. Places like Portugal, Amsterdam that have used decriminalization as a tool to combat drug use have seen decreases in drug use. The United States, which has used the war on drugs, has not. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing. No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Valentine's Day is this Tuesday, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 2 dozen long-stem assertive roses, plus a free glass vase, a free soothing spa kit, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry! Valentine's Day is this Tuesday. The price of roses will skyrocket the closer we get to Valentine's Day. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings and guaranteed Valentine's delivery. 2 dozen stunning long-stem assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $39.99. Plus, we'll include a free vase, free spa kit, and free chocolates. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple near Valentine's Day. And this last-minute deal expires this Monday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
I think the national debt is $15 trillion? Boston U economics professor Lawrence Kotlikoff astutely points out that after factoring in guarantees such as Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and defense expenditures, the national debt is closer to $211 trillion. Mathematically, this debt is not serviceable via taxation. And for politicians on Capitol Hill, default is not an option. So we can expect the Federal Reserve to monetize the shortfall, resulting in even more confiscation of our hard-earned savings via inflation. Hi, my name is Adam Miller with Midas Resources. In light of the MF Global swindle, it is now more apparent than ever that our savings investments are not secure in the hands of traditional banking institutions overseen by government technocrats kept in their back pockets. Call me today at 800-686-2237, extension 148, to find out how you can protect your savings from confiscation with liquid, portable, and private precious metals. I'll even send you a booklet titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold to serve as a guide. That number again is 800-686-2237, extension 148. 800-686-2237, extension 148.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live, among other things, 855-450-3733. So we were talking about the war on drugs. James just called in and said that he saw no reason for not legalizing drugs here in the United States, that places around the world like Amsterdam and Portugal that have decriminalized drugs the drug possession that have focused on treatment and harm reduction and, you know, making sure that people don't get bad drugs. Because most of the problems with, at least a lot of the problems with doing illegal drugs, is people that are doing ones that aren't exactly what they think they are. You know, they're somehow
contaminated with something. Yeah. I want to make something very clear about this issue, and that is that, you know, the reason that I'm for decriminalization of drugs is not because I think drugs are great or anything. It's because I don't think throwing someone in jail helps them, you know, in any way. It doesn't help them get over their addiction. It doesn't help them if they have an addiction. Some people might be able to use drugs just recreationally, occasionally, and not have a problem with it. But, you know, if someone truly is an addict and it's hurting their life, how is it going to help them to put them in jail? I don't think you can make the argument that it does. It'll impoverish them, they'll lose their place to live, and then when they get out, they'll be homeless, and they're not receiving any kind of psychological help, usually, if they need it, you know, that maybe they had some problem that was motivating them to seek out drugs as a form of self-medication. That's not going to be addressed by just putting them in jail. And so I think we really need to rethink that paradigm. And treatment, you know, some people say that, well, if you don't put people in jail, you just put them in rehab or put them in treatment. I don't know if that works either, because some of the rehab centers and some of the treatment places are, people are forced to go there, and they don't really want to be there. You know what I mean?
I wonder what that does for the efficiency of the program, having been in a drug treatment program myself.
It's like a drafted military, right? It's like nobody wants to be there, and so it just drags the whole thing down.
Right.
Maybe that was a bad example, but
I wouldn't be able to say. Yeah. I've never been in a drafted military, but I can tell you that I was in prison for 8.5 years. I took the drug treatment program probably mostly for the reason of it was a safer place to be than the prison that I entered. I'm like,
oh, really?
I signed me up for that drug treatment program. I got
a
problem.
Were you using drugs at the time? Or did
in prison?
Well, why did you? How did you get into the drug treatment program? That's what I was asking.
I signed up for it. Anybody could sign
so
up for
it. So you don't have to be a drug user to...
How do you
sign up for it?
How would you prove?
You don't have to be in jail because
you have to say, I have a drug problem.
Wow, okay.
I mean, you're in jail, you know? In theory, you're not doing any drugs there.
Sure.
Certainly they get in there, and they are done by people. I wasn't doing any at the time that I can recall. Maybe I found some marijuana here and there. I have no idea. But
so you purposely got yourself into the drug treatment program, and what went on there?
You know, what I saw were a lot of very cynical people who did not want to be there. A lot of people were mandated. They had whatever, some kind of drug crime or whatever, and they had to go. I did not. However, I was 130 pounds and found that this would be a better place for me to be. Mm. So, that's what I did. And what I found were a lot of people who had no interest in, being drug-free or anything like that. And, that cynicism wore on me at some point. Then again, maybe I shouldn't have been there in the first place. I don't know. But I don't know how many people were truly getting it, were really getting it. And if the program was reserved for just people who really wanted to treat their drug problem, then I would imagine, just a guess, I would imagine those people would probably have a better attitude about doing it, and they'd be more successful.
There are those places out there. I mean, some of the ones for, like, physicians come to mind, because there's a pretty high rate of depression among some physicians, and sometimes they end up having problems with, like, narcotics abuse, because if you think about it, you work at a hospital, you might have easier access to some drugs, especially opiates and stuff like that. And so there are these, truly voluntary rehab programs that have great results, and, you kind of go there and live there for a while, and you do group therapy and try to address maybe some of the underlying issues that would lead you to seek out drugs or some kind of addiction like that. But it doesn't sound like the state-run rehab or drug programs are anything like that. It seems like often people are just kind of railroaded in, or they choose to go because they want to get a lesser sentence or something like that.
I'm sure some people get something out of it, and I wouldn't claim that they wouldn't.
Yep.
The tools are there, but it's the attitude around the tools that may or may not be a problem. It's kind of like the schools. When you force kids to go, what you'll get is this attitude of learning is dumb, and it seems like that's pretty pervasive in a lot of public schools.
Absolutely,
and that's a problem. Keeping kids in public school, does that work for education? Forcing kids into drug treatment, does that work for drug treatment? treatment. I don't think it does. No. That's my opinion on that.
Well, and sometimes, you know, sometimes people either end up in a forced treatment program or in jail or prison maybe because... But they haven't, just because they were possessing drugs or because they just had some, there was some offense, in other words, that wasn't, there was no victim. And so if they haven't hurt anybody, you know, maybe you could argue that they've hurt themselves, but is that really going to help them to force them?
Prison going to help with that?
Yeah.
They own themselves, and so therefore, you know, you wouldn't put somebody in jail for putting dents in their own car. You shouldn't put somebody in jail for doing drugs in their own body. I mean, do they harm their family? Yeah, I suppose that's true, but their family does have the option of leaving them behind if that's what they wish to do. There are
sometimes
lots of functional...
Sometimes that's way easier said than done.
Agreed.
But...
Agreed it is.
But yeah, I mean...
But there are a lot of functional alcoholics out there.
Well, and there are a lot of family situations where it's less than ideal, and I don't think putting them in jail helps it at all. It probably makes it even worse because now somebody is taken away from the family, and they can't even have a chance to make things better.
I saw many, many people go to... I've seen many people go to jail and get out. I've seen many people go to confinement in jail and get out. And what struck me is the first thing that they do, generally, is find a cigarette. You know, these people, their confinement, the physical manifestation of their addiction is over by the end of their term, whatever it might be. And the first thing they do is go find that addictive substance and do it again. Now, because you can see this, because cigarettes are, you know, legal and people will do them out in the open and that kind of thing. And the people, the kind of people that go to jail are much more likely to smoke cigarettes than the kind of people who don't. So you get to see this obvious thing. Now, there's no treatment for cigarettes going on in jail or confinement or whatever, but you know they have this time that they're clean and sober in there, and they get out and they immediately choose to do otherwise. So whatever it is, confinement doesn't work in preventing the arresting of their drug habit. Doesn't work.
Yeah. Do you think, Mark? I'm going to ask you this question. Just an interesting thing to think about. There are some experiments with animals. That show, you know, if you do surgery on animals and give them a pump where they can just keep pressing a button and get crack, they will do that until they die,
Yes. Literally.
But then there are some other experiments that show if you give animals, like, a really large cage to run around in and so toys and other rats and things like that, they will not choose to administer drugs to themselves. And so there's some evidence that maybe the stress and trauma are what's leading people to seek out drugs rather than
just
addictive substances.
Yeah. Could just be entertainment. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Your opinion.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Oregacillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in with whatever you want to call in about. We'll talk to you about it, but we've been discussing, well, largely the war on drugs, specifically this situation in the Washington Post where Latin American leaders are calling on the United States to tone down, rethink, I guess is the term they used, the war on drugs. That consumption in the United States has not diminished in the 40 years of the war on drugs, and some drugs it's increased. The United States, drug enforcement bureaucrats have countered by saying, oh yeah, well, cocaine's diminished, which, you know, I said, well, so has the consumption of mint juleps.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the different drugs arise and fall with their value, whereas you can quantifiably see in places like Amsterdam and Portugal where drugs have been decriminalized, small amount of possession has been decriminalized, that usage has gone down. For whatever reason, because people are unafraid to get treatment. I don't know. High school students don't have that forbidden fruit aspect to it. I mean, right now, the statistics say more 10th graders have smoked marijuana than have smoked cigarettes. I mean, really?
Wow.
How are you doing, America? How's it going for you, this war on drugs? Before we go on, though, I want to tell you about gold.freetalklive.com. It is a way for you to get the gold and silver and precious metals that you may be looking for. Because, well, you know, it's gold and silver being pushed, especially gold, being pushed all in all mediums right now, specifically talk radio. You'll hear just about every host their show sponsored by this gold purveyor, that gold purveyor. And I, in the past, tried to get gold from some of these places, and I found the old bait-and-switch tactics were alive and well. What I'd call in, and I just want some gold, because I think it's good. And they would try to sell me what they called numismatics, collector's coins and things like that. Mm. You know, I didn't call in to become a coin collector. I called in because I wanted some gold and silver because I think it's going to go up, and I should have gotten it. But they, you know, this was 2001. These pieces would have been worth significantly more, but because I could see the hustle that was involved, I didn't get involved. I didn't buy anything. Yeah. And at gold.freetalklive.com, that's not how it goes. You can go there, take a look at the coins that we've got available to you. You can price check with other places, because that's another bad thing, is get on the phone with somebody, say, hey, what's your price? Okay, I'll take it. Well, come on. Yeah. You're not even negotiating
kind of
at all.
You have had to do the research beforehand.
And this helps with that. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Not only can you get some of the best rates on gold and silver available to you on the internet, but, you can help Free Talk Live in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com. Going on with this article from the Washington Post,
I'm kind of surprised, by the way, that this is from a U.S. newspaper. Like, oftentimes you'll hear this stuff coming out, and it's more like from the BBC or something else.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Great Britain has done some decriminalizing, too, and seen better results, working on treatment rather than incarceration. The cruel irony is that drug violence is down in the United States. And so it's hard to build a political constituency that wants to do much more to help Latin America. Leaders in Latin America and the Caribbean say that the United States is not only responsible for the cocaine, methamphetamine, heroin, and marijuana that moves north, but also far more dangerous to them, the bulk cash profits and military-style weapons that flow south. So the United States is responsible for that, too.
Does it even mean to say that it said at the beginning of that paragraph that drug violence is down in the U.S.? Like, did
violence
it go down?
Violent crime is down in the United States.
Okay. And so, but what is it down to? Like, it's almost meaningless to say it's down.
It's down. What can I tell you?
A little down.
It's a little down.
Yeah. I don't think it's like, there's no crime in the U.S., though.
Well, certainly there's crime in the U.S., but it's, more and less.
And the
one
why
thing you've seen in the United States over the past 20 years is a loosening of gun laws. So, criminals here, it's not the crime of attempting to move the drugs, because that's still going on. Yeah. It's the crime of, in a lot of cases, that's down of people doing crimes in order to get drugs. You're not seeing as much violent crime in order for that to happen. One of the most outspoken critics of the U.S. drug consumption has been Mexico's center-right President Felipe Calderon. He says a U.S. ally in the war on drug that's left some 45,000 dead in Mexico. We're the next to largest illegal drug market in the world, Calderon said in September in a public dinner held in his honor by the Council of Americas in Washington. We are living in the same building, and our neighbor is the largest consumer of drugs in the world, and everyone wants to sell him drugs through our door and our window. The United States has provided Mexico with almost $700 million of $2 billion in promised aid, including Black Hawk helicopters, police trainers, sophisticated eavesdropping technologies, and a mountain of classified drug intelligence from snitches to drones. The United States has spent more than $1 trillion on the war on drugs, and now they're going to give $2 billion to Mexico? Big whoop. $2 billion compared to $1 trillion, that's nothing. $2 billion,
it's like
warlords have more money than that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. You're not going to be able to put these guys out of business with that little bit. You're not going to be able to put them out of business anyway.
It's almost like half-heartedly trying to put like a Band-Aid, like a spot Band-Aid on a gaping wound or something like that. And it does nothing to address the root causes of these issues either.
It's not going
prohibition, yeah.
Anywhere. All the money, regardless how much it is multiplied, and all the blood, no matter how much is spilled, will not stop the drug trade as long as the North continues consuming, says Nicaragua President Daniel Ortega. And we've seen up to this point, and the drug warriors refuse to admit it, we've seen up to this point the very best way to reduce consumption is to decriminalize the use of drugs. It seems counterintuitive. One would think to themselves, look, if you make marijuana legal tomorrow, everybody's going to run out and buy marijuana. But wait a second, we just heard that 10th graders, more 10th graders have smoked marijuana than they've smoked cigarettes. Most high schoolers will report that that marijuana is easier to get than alcohol.
Yeah, yeah.
If you just went by that statistic and said, okay, we'll make marijuana legal for everybody who's 21 and over, and you know, it's illegal for pregnant women to smoke or something like that. Some, you know, some kind of what this, you know, law that most people can get behind. I'm not suggesting that. I think that things should be.
I think there would be problems with that, too, just like there's problems with saying that, you know, under 21 cannot drink alcohol. There's a lot of binge drinking
there's
among
a lot
that
of
age
drinking.
Group, too.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But, you know, if it was just sold in stores and there was an age limit, at the very least, you could assume, you could draw the conclusion that tobacco, which fewer 10th graders have smoked tobacco, and alcohol.
So that statistic, is that the 10th graders and the more have smoked marijuana than tobacco, excuse me, is that because people are smoking less tobacco?
I would assume that that's the reason tobacco... you know,
because they're smoking more marijuana? Or
there's been, no, I would think that there's... I don't think marijuana consumption's really up or down. Tobacco consumption's down. I mean, kids aren't finding it as cool as they used to. There's been great... advertising campaigns out there to get...
I'm happy about that, by the way, that it's getting less cool to, you know, smoke cigarettes, because they do cause cancer.
Right. I mean, you know, cigarettes...
and they're really expensive, you know?
Sort of the you know, one of the biggest intervenable killers in the world.
Yes.
So, I mean, I think that people should be able to consume tobacco. Some people will sit down with a cigar or a pipe every once in a while and they'll enjoy it, and I think there's nothing wrong with that, but tobacco's really, really addictive substance, specifically cigarettes.
When it's blended with all these other things in them, too. Yeah.
Right. I think that, you know...
I'm glad they're on the way out.
I think they're on the way out. I hope they don't see a resurgence. But... at the same time, I wouldn't try to prevent people from doing them. I think it's an education campaign is just the most valuable thing you can do. I would tell people about e-cigarettes, vaporsmiths.com. You can get an e-cigarette where you can get the nicotine you want, and you don't have to deal with all the problems of smoking, all the health risks and the costs and all those other things. You can go to vaporsmiths.com and use coupon code FTL. They'll give you a free starter kit, so you can get started right away. And I think that those are the things that are cutting down on tobacco use.
Yeah, I bet they definitely are something that helps people transition away from cigarettes if they're addicted to the nicotine and they want to just get that. But, you know, Mark, I'm really interested in this question of, like, why do people become addicted to...
I think the music's out. 855-450-FREE.
...founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Get your opinion, 855-450-3733. If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, Man Venture Outpost carries everything you're going to need. Whether it's knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, anything for the outdoors person or the survivalist, ManVentureOutpost.com has it for you. And they've got some of the best darn rates that you could possibly find on the internet. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and you can get an additional 5% off their already really low rates with coupon code FTL. You can get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. I've gotten several things from them, actually, and you know, the buying process was easy, and they took good care of me and got it out quick. It's ManVentureOutpost.com, coupon code FTL. So, Stephanie, I think we've wrung this drug war article from the Washington Post out as best we can. You had
maybe everybody agrees with us.
Well, right? I mean, you know, this, when it comes to, it's very difficult to lure a good drug warrior out of their hole because they don't have anything to gain by talking to you about it.
Well, I guess when they can use the government to impose those policies on you, why should they try to convince you that it's right?
Right. I mean, you know, why should they try to convince you? I mean, you know, the best. That they could come up with here in the Washington Post, one of these high-paid government bureaucrats could come up with is, oh, yeah, well, cocaine consumption's down in the United States. Oh, sure, it's up in Southeast Asia, but, you know, it's down in the United States. Well, yeah, but heroin consumption's up. So you're saying you've driven the coke addicts to become heroin addicts? Good job, DEA. I mean, you're really, really helping out there. So
it's pretty weak. I mean, I don't doubt that people could get misquoted or their quotes taken out of context or anything. But
the Washington
really,
Post is not misquoting the DEA on a pro ending the drug war article. I mean, the Washington Post is going to spin this the best they can.
And if you look at all of the other evidence, I mean, it's overwhelmingly against the drug war working in any way, shape, or form.
I have yet to see much. You know what? I could actually come up with a little bit of evidence that the drug war might work.
Okay.
I've actually got a little bit, and you can tell me what you think about this. I was going to go on to this other article, this is something I've thought about for some time. Prohibition brought in the teens in the 20th century, about the time of World War I, went out in the middle of the Depression, Great Depression. Was a they banned alcohol consumption everywhere. Now, of course, it didn't stop people from consuming alcohol and that kind of thing. But what it did seem to do was break the consumption cycle. Males in America tended to consume a great deal of sort of fermented alcoholic beverages, ciders and beers and that kind of thing. They would drink them because water could often be bad, so they would have alcohol instead.
That still happened in the U.S. in the 1910s or 20s?
Yeah, that was still going on. I mean, okay. It was still a rural community.
See, I associate that idea with, like, medieval times, like, where they would only drink beer because the water was no good.
Well, because societies have continuity, and okay. If you can take a look at Great Britain, where they they never had a prohibition, you can see they consume a great deal more alcohol per person than we do here, here in the United States. Now, New Hampshire, the state we live in, is the drunkenest state in the Union. But,
is it really?
It is. It is.
Oh, my. Well, I know there's a big problem with alcoholism at a lot of the colleges in New Hampshire, but people chalk it up to, like, there being nothing to do in the winter, and so kids just, like, stay in frats and get drunk. Yeah, I guess we have
there is nothing to do in the winter, and it doesn't surprise me at all.
Interesting, though.
Let's go to Bobby in Vermont. Bobby.
Yes.
You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you?
All's well.
Good. I hear you guys are talking about my favorite subject tonight.
Oh, yeah?
The drug war?
Alcohol?
Yeah. Well, you know, the consumption part, you know, is a wonderful, pleasurable thing. You know, but, you know, the use of marijuana can be used for other things, such as fuel, clothing, you name it.
Oh, like hemp? You're talking about hemp, Bobby?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And
sure.
I don't know about in your state, but in my state, you know, they've cut back dramatically, you know, on, you know, when people sign up for fuel assistance, you know, and now
fuel assistance?
When you apply for this, you know, you don't even get enough fuel to make a minimum delivery. Well,
okay.
You know, marijuana could be used to make heating oil with.
It's true. You can use hemp, you know, to make heating oil.
Sure.
You wouldn't want to use valuable marijuana to make heating oil.
Exactly. But, you know, we could thank Charlie Bass for that, you know.
Thanks, Charlie Bass. I said, thanks, Charlie Bass.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he was one of the ones that was against, the fuel assistance program, and I guess I don't understand why, considering the fact, dilemma that the United States is in, especially the people that are like us that live up here up north, you know.
Well, yeah, actually, you know, on my heating bill, it has a little option to get, you know, donate some portion of your bill or don't pay a little extra and it will go to needy families who need to get heating oil. And so, you know, sometimes I'll do that. And I think those programs can help a lot, too. That's sort of more of a voluntary basis instead of the government giving people heating oil. But, you know, about the hemp thing. If you look back in history, there were, a lot of evidence, like a lot of the PR against marijuana and was waged by some of these industrial companies that hemp was their competition. So, like, companies that made paper, for instance, they didn't want hemp to get out because it was a cheaper alternative. And so they sort of staged this, like, reefer madness stuff. And then and then you had these drug warriors also that came out around the same time that really, like, grabbed onto it and so joined forces and sort of got people to believe this stuff that, you know, hemp and marijuana were just evil plants.
Well, I guess what I don't understand is how it got to the point to where it became illegal to possess or to grow or to even have marijuana. I mean, again, it's no different than alcohol. I mean, a drug is a drug is a drug. Alcohol is a drug. Yeah.
Well, you know, when it came down, the fact is that the legislators who voted on marijuana legalization didn't have any idea that marijuana was cannabis. You know, they were outlawing marijuana, which
really?
Was this drug that made black people and Mexican people crazy, and we knew we didn't want that. Sleeping with more white women or whatever.
Roots in that too. Yeah.
At the time, you've got to consider that at the time, you know, that it was almost not even racism because it was so prevalent. I mean, everybody thought
racism.
That way.
It's still biased against certain people.
Indeed, agreed, but it was just really, really common way of thinking. So, you know, it was easy to get stuff like that passed through. And you can still see that the war on drugs disproportionately affects people in ethnic communities as opposed to the majority community. Bobby?
Didn't they say that same thing about alcohol back then, too?
I don't know whether they used that as an excuse or not. Mostly they were concerned with men coming home and beating their wives and that kind of thing.
Right. Well, that was pretty much socially acceptable back then. You know, not that you should be doing it.
I was
going
to say, I didn't think a lot of people were concerned about that.
That was a big, big push from the temperance community. Bobby, I really do appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. Yeah, the temperance communities really pushed, you know, how alcohol destroyed families and how many men would go out and spend their paychecks on alcohol and stuff like that. And, you know, I suppose it still happens. It doesn't happen as much. But that's the one thing I would say about prohibition is that it broke that sort of time-honored tradition of drinking alcohol most of the day and then going out to the bar all night long. Maybe television did it. It's hard to say. You know, maybe radio would probably be a better example because people could, you know, have some kind of entertainment in their houses or something like that. I don't know. I mean, I really couldn't say. But that's the one thing that I've ever been able to come up with that makes some kind of sense in prohibition. Has it worked with the war on drugs? From what I can tell, no. That the consumption numbers are no different than they were prior to. Remember, all of these drugs were legal in the United States 100 years ago. Marijuana, cannabis was legal and prescribed by doctors. Heroin and laudanum and all these things were legal.
Even if alcohol prohibition did sort of break some of the cycle of people drinking and abusing alcohol, at what cost? I mean, how many people died because of it? How much money was spent?
At what cost?
Yeah.
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Americans are losing their wealth. People are rioting in the streets. For years, the American people have ignored the assaults on our liberty. The book in Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, not only reveals the truth and the deceptive tactics that have caused the decline of our liberty, but also identifies and explains how we, the American people, can restart what was once a free America. It's time to wake up, protect our liberty, and return the government back to its proper role. It's time to know the truth. Order in Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, today at Amazon.com.